Support for the Something Wild podcast comes from you, our listeners, and from the New Hampshire Department of Agriculture. New Hampshire's farms and farmers markets are full of fresh goods rich with agricultural heritage and available all year long. You can locate local farmers markets, farm stands, and fairs near you using the directories at visitnh.gov/agriculture.
So this is a Marine Mammal Survey, Tuesday morning. We're going to be doing a seal census.
Wait, is that you? On a boat?
Yeah, I visited the Shoals Marine Laboratory during the summer.
Shoals, as in Isles of Shoals, just off the coast from Portsmouth.
That's the one. It's on Appledore Island. But we're headed for Duck Island, a cluster of jagged islets and rocks just above high tide.
Cool. This is Something Wild. You're Chris Martin. I'm Dave Anderson, but I wasn't there, so who's this we?
Well, me, of course, and this guy.
So my name is Ian Breslow, and I just graduated from Cornell, and I am currently at Shoals Marine Laboratory.
Ian's a marine mammal intern at Shoals Lab. He was in charge of a photo-based seal census.
We're taking photos of these seals on these ledges, and then we're looking in the photos for wounds, injuries, the counts, differentiating them by species from harbor to gray seal.
Right.
So the engine cut out there because we reached Duck Island.
So that's where the seals are.
Yeah, an isolated spot with no docks or permanent buildings. Seals like that seclusion for hauling out. And it was time for Ian to get to work. You can hear him clicking off tons of photos.
81.
Periodically, he calls out an exposure number to his census assistant, who's taking notes. And once in a while, he calls out a code.
I'm taking 3S now.
That tells which ledge he's aiming the camera at. The survey team divides the jumble of rocks into a grid pattern.
Okay, well, I've been out to Duck Island. Its look is constantly changing with the tide, so how do they keep it all straight?
Well, Ian and crew have named both north and south sides of many of these rocks.
So when they take the photos back to the lab, they'll know which pics are of which rocks.
Exactly. So we drift a bit closer, and I can see what looks like plump, furry, brown sausages lying motionless on the shore. But heads pop up as the seals catch the sound of our boat. And then a few of them...
Oh, wow.
A few are a little wary and start to edge toward the safety of the water.
There they go.
And now we're getting to Ian's favorite part of these surveys, the seal vocalizations.
See, they're adorable.
Yeah.
Listening to vocalize. It's almost like they're singing.
We cut the engine again and we drift. And before long, we can hear it. Seal songs. A little hard to hear them over the wind and the water, but wait. Right there.
I hear it. That's really cool.
It sure is. In a short time, the wind has blown us out of earshot, so the captain restarts the engine. We head back, and Ian explains what all those photos he took are for.
So we were taking photos of harbor and gray seals in order to assess their population trends through time.
So they're counting both species of seals, and what are they finding?
That pinniped populations are up.
The gray seal population is increasing by a much larger margin than the harbor seals. And we believe this is because that the gray seal was extirpated from this whole region until the 60s and 70s.
So there were no gray seals at all around here.
Yeah, and they and the ecosystem are rebalancing. But there's more data to be gleaned from these photos.
Like what?
Well, trauma. It's hard to see from the boats, but the photos show that some seals have wounds.
Wounds from what?
From boat propellers, from fishing nets. Also, though, bite marks from sharks.
So we've seen two seals so far that may have evidence of a shark attack, but that's only been two of the 400, 500, 600 that we sometimes see on surveys. So it's very minuscule, but...
What's evidence of some shark
attack? So on their dorsal... We'll actually see what looks like teeth marks.
Well, I suppose that's what you could expect from an increase in seals. It attracts predators.
Yeah, so Shoals Lab works with another group to track sharks in the area and find out if there's a corresponding rise in their numbers.
So what was the seal count for the day?
Ian had those numbers just before we wrapped up.
So we found 661 seals in total. 342 of them were harbor seals, 305 were gray seals.
And another 14 individuals they couldn't really identify.
I'd say that seals this episode. I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin. Our producer is Andrew Perella. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
Did you say that pinniped populations are possibly peaking right now?
Perhaps.
Probably.
Every convention about how true crime stories usually unfold is upended.
That's why Bear Brook, the latest podcast from NHPR, has been downloaded more than a million times.
30 years ago this month, a mystery began.
It's the story of a decades-old cold case that's changing how murders will be investigated forever, reported by NHPR's own Jason Moon.
This story is not going to go the way you think it is.
Download it now or check it out at bearbrookpodcast.com.